All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, you can bow your heads. Lord, this court come before you one more time, asking that you give the divine wisdom to each and every member here. Put your loving arms around each and every employee we have at the county. And Lord, please, help us be in a country, in a world, where the good Lord lead and guide. Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract amendment for a term contract for cafeteria services for Jefferson County Courthouse, term contract for temporary canteen, meal catering, disaster emergency services for Jefferson County, and this amendment will assign the continuation of services under each of these term contracts to David Prejean and Lorenzo Patterson, DBA Munchies Courthouse Cafe, as this business is entered into an asset purchase agreement with Collins Kitchen LLC. Item B is going to be tabled while courthouse maintenance, Ford Park maintenance, and ICM mechanical discuss the best approach to recommend to Commissioner's Court, and we'll probably take this up next week. Item C will be tabled because the county attorney had some questions about the contract and wants to wait, so we'll take this up next Tuesday in addition. So do I have a motion on item A?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional costs for uniforms in the amount of $2,000. From extra help, and y'all will notice a dollar in each of those products. That was a test. That's not even relevant to the issue because there's a new program that's used by MIS for and LOMA for document preparation, agenda preparation, and they had to do some tests to try to get it to work correctly. So that's irrelevant, that dollar amount. Then item B is regular county bills, check numbers 493269 through 493503. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 1, we have one item, consider and possibly approve Everett Cormier Sr. as full-time deputy constable for the office of Javon Pollard, Constable Precinct 1. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Clerk, we have one item to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an amended order calling for a constitutional amendment, special and joint election to be held on May 7th, 2022. The order is being amended to remove a polling location in Precinct 2. Which I believe is going to be the Jerry Ware Terminal. Is that
correct,
Mr. Bush?
Yes, sir.
And the Municipal Airport in Beaumont. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
We are working on a replacement for the Municipal Airport and got preliminary approval for a new place.
Okay.
Judge Lori and I had a conversation regarding Jerry Ware and very few people voted there, and the Nederland Library, as well as the Water District 10 polling place at their fire station, are each within a mile of the airport entrance, so we feel it's no longer necessary.
Very good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute A community development block grant acquisition report for contract 7218240 for properties acquired to complete sewer pump installations and maintenance easements. Item B is consider possible approval and authorize the county judge to execute a CDBG contract project completion report for 7218240 for properties acquired to complete sewer pump installations and maintenance easements for first-time sewer service. Item C is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a CDBG contract amendment modification request for 7218240 for properties acquired to complete sewer pump installations and maintenance easements. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for the Orange County Advanced Power Station. Item E is consider and possibly approve the county judge to execute, receive, and file a demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur for an unsafe structure located at 710 West 14th Street in Port Arthur. And item F is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a request for release of funds to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for the Office of Management and Budget and Texas CDBG Disaster Recovery Program for widening of the bridge at North Fork and Taylor Bow. Funding being $2,523,433, which will be provided by the Texas General Land Office under the CDBG-DR funds. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioners? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
Is that the total amount that's going to be needed for that bridge?
No, but any overage is going to be paid for by DD6 or TxDOT.
We had a meeting last Thursday, to discuss, you know, they are going to phase that in so they won't close the road. We're just looking at the different options.
Thank you.
Whether it's a temporary bridge, which was one off to the side, or, you know, butting it up close to the original bridge and trying to keep two lanes open. But with that, yes, TxDOT has agreed on the construction side to pick up the extra, so it's in their court to kind of look at what the options are and what they favor. So they're looking at that right now, trying to get an answer. The other, we could have some potential cost on our side, maybe with the engineering, because the engineering was almost 95% complete. Before this change to, they engineered it based on planning on shutting it down because that was the instructions. And then when we went to this phased approach of keeping it open, there's some additional engineering that at the meeting, DD6 and us discussed splitting that extra cost, you know, to get it done. So we don't think, depending on what options chosen, that would be how much an additional engineering. Because I don't think there's...
It'll come back to the court if there's a decision to be made on that.
Right. And leading into that, awaiting the TxDOT response, what we plan to do is actually come to court with a workshop for the engineer to explain the options to y'all. So in case y'all have any questions. But right now there were four options on the table, and we're trying to narrow that down to possibly three. So there's so we'll know, we can kind of get through the workshop, but kind of give y'all an idea of what they're going to do and what the plans are and if we're going to meet those deadlines. Because I believe the temporary bridge option was going to be the only one that was going to meet the letting deadlines for the grant, because there are some timelines related to the grant funding. But you'll probably know more next week with the workshop.
And Judge, information on that contract, the final report, and it will not affect it, but yesterday we were supposed to have a meeting at the service center. We could not have it, would not have it because of the inclement weather and didn't want to put citizens at risk, so we'll have it next Monday. But it should, everything should occur in time still.
Very good. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Blake Flowers is here with Entergy. Could you, and we just passed a resolution in support of the Advanced Power Station. Would you mind saying something about what this is going to do? If you'll come up and make sure that green light is on under there.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Commissioners, Judge. Thank you for allowing us to be here today. So, the letter of support is very much appreciated. And Orange County Advanced Power Station is not only going to help give us a reliable and safe and affordable energy source for the future for over 230,000 homes and businesses, it's also going to be very efficient, utilizing natural gas and also having a hydrogen capability to have that dual fuel additional resiliency. And in addition to the 7,000 indirect jobs that will be created, there will be 27 permanent positions. And we certainly plan to be in the community and utilize our local supply chains where we can. And one example of that is we're going to be at the Business and Industry Expo next week, a matter of fact, out there meeting and greeting potential vendors. And we will also be at the Port Arthur Industry Expo coming up later this summer. So certainly on behalf of Entergy, thank you all for your continued support.
Hey, Blake, I got one question. I don't know exactly where the location is.
Yes, it'll be where the existing, it's in Bridge City, where the existing Sabine units are. It'll be across from them. So those units will still be there at this time, but these units will be across on the same property.
It'd be kind of the same way we did in Willis, Texas. There'd be separate units on the same piece of property.
That's correct. Yep. Thank you for that question. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Well, thank you so much, Mr. Flower.
Thanks, Blake.
Yep. All right, under tax office, we have one item. Consider an approved property tax refund to Hong Tran in the amount of $6,561.90 in accordance with Property Tax Code 31.11. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Off.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under the engineering department, we have one item. Next, you proceed and file a utility permit to AT&T for the placement of fiber optic internet cable on Chemical Plant Road located in Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So move. I have a meeting set up with it.
Second.
Second. Who seconded it?
Me.
Commissioner Peer. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. And under human resources, we have one item, which is consider possibly approved granting extended leave without pay until March 31st, 2022 for Edward McBride, an employee of Road Bridge Precinct 3. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. That completes our regular agenda. We now come to the time of public comment. If there's any individual in the courtroom, you may come to the lectern if you wish to make public comment. If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. And so we are open.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners, staff, and neighbors. I'm Ava Graves, the Democrat chair for Jefferson County. And I am commenting on item A under County Clerk. I would just like you all to reiterate that this election is not in tandem with the May 24th primary runoff, that this election is specifically for two amendments that are being voted on this May 7th. Election. We certainly do not support any options that keep voters from having the convenience of voting. We do understand in this process there generally is a lower turnout for amendment elections. So we just want to make sure that our voters are clear what this election encumbers, that it is separate from the May 24th primary runoff. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment?
Judge and court, I would like the new owners for the cafe downstairs are here in court. If they would like to stand and introduce themselves.
Yes, sir. Please come up to the lectern.
Good morning. I'm David Prejean. I reside here in Jefferson County, 8355 Anastasia Avenue in Finette. It's my brother, Lorenzo Patterson.
I'm live on 9660 Mississippi Street, presently working, as you can see, ExxonMobil. And this is my new bride, Courtney Patterson.
And we just wanted to say hi, and we hope to serve you, the community, as best as possible, and thank you for having us.
We got to serve the Chinese food.
we're gonna try to mix it up, that's for sure.
We'll consider it, sir. We have a wide menu that we're going to be choosing from. We hadn't made any final decisions yet, but our request will be noted.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope you won't take this wrong, but I hope you don't get any hurricane work.
I know that's right.
I'll second that.
But thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome. Any other comment?
To the community, be safe.
Yeah, we should be passed. Everything should be safe. Mr. White and I have had a number of conversations with Mr. Bostwick and the National Weather Service since yesterday, day before yesterday, and everything should be passed through now. We should be safe. I understand that there was a tornado touchdown in Jasper, but we don't have any damage reports from that, but right now we want to be in prayer for our neighbors in Eastland County who's having horrible wildfires, and Jack County got a tornado, and Tyler got a tornado, and of course Round Rock in that area. So we're hopeful that the worst is past and we'll get back to some good weather.
Judge. Just need a correction on a previous comment. I think that workshop on 124 Bridge will be on April 5th instead of next week.
Okay. Very good.
And the last thing is the fair is coming.
Yep.
It's back and going. So, and YMBL hadn't been here, but I want to make sure and make that announcement for everybody. So you get out and enjoy itself. Once this passed, we should have good weather.
Yeah. All right, if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned and we'll have a closed session beginning at 11 a.m.